Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. For the barbecue lovers in your life, you can give the perfect gift of Bob Sykes Barbecue books, sauce, and gift cards. Available for purchase at Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama, or you can purchase online at bobsykes.com. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Fuquay's Southern Soul Food is available at two locations, one in Rogersville in the Foodland Shopping Center on Highway 72 and one in Hartsell at 711 Nance Ford Road. Enjoy the salad bar and various delicious meats, vegetables, desserts on the all-you-can-eat buffet. Open Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Go see my friends at Fuquay's Southern Soul Food in Rogersville or Hartsell and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference. Somebody's like, you just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show as I highlight special organizations, foundations, families, individuals. There are efforts out there everywhere that you can involve yourself in, and I want you
to find a way to make a difference in your community. You've heard about the Nightlife Outlaws before. As I've talked about them, had them on the Mark White Show to talk about working in unity to help their community, to help their schools, to help their business owners. And they have chartered in the state of Alabama and surrounding areas a club that's founded for the line development, publication, and interchange of technical, historical, and information for and among members and individuals who own or are interested in fine or unusual motor cars. They help to express workmanship, promote social exchange, fellowship, maintain references, and encourage the maintenance, restoration, and showcasing of all cars. And most importantly, they teach car basic maintenance prevention skills to help with vehicle awareness. And most of all, they are here to motivate each other while helping children, homeless, and elderly in our communities. Right now, I have with me Nadia Jones, who is the secretary, Heather Estes, who is a member, and Kendra Perry, who is the coordinator. Welcome, Nadia, Heather, and Kendra to the Mark White Show.
Hi.
So glad that all three of you can be on the line right now to talk about Nightlife Outlaws. We'll start with Nadia, since you're at the top of the list of the names that I was given as the secretary. Nadia, what is it about the Nightlife Outlaws that makes you want to support this effort, to be a part of this effort, and serve in this way?
So what makes me want to like support them and do the things that they are doing in the group, really just with them helping me. So they've taught me a lot of things, you know, the basic car stuff, but they've also taught me like in-depth things such as like changing rotors, learning how to change my own oil, my thermostat in my car, which is not ideal for most women to do because we all know that that is a man's job, which most people categorize it as. But them teaching me different things maintenance-wise about my car and then just safety tips, it really helps me a lot to just be able to do the things that I know how to do every single day now. And that just helps me want to support them even more with the things that they want to do with the kids.
And Nadia, being a secretary adds an extra step to your service to the organization. Let's talk about what all's involved with being a secretary for Nightlife Outlaws.
So that is an extra step. Being a secretary for the Nightlife Outlaws is just a blessing, and it is an experience. So I've always had a knack for wanting to do like administrative work. So that allows me to be able to just grow in that area. So that way, when I want to find a job and pursue it for everyday life, I'm already one step ahead. I'm more prepared to do the necessary tasks in that department, wherever I may go. I would say overall, as the in the department, I see a lot of things that can be that a lot of changes that can be made, and a lot of ideas that can be expressed throughout the group. But it definitely helped me overall.
Nadia, did you have the opportunity to listen to the last show that I did with Nathan Perry Jr.?
I did.
What did you think about that? What do you think about Nathan's story?
I absolutely love his story. It gives everybody an idea to really look and see who he is as a person, as an individual. And it also allows everyone to really feel for his mission and his vision for Nightlife Outlaws and understand that what he is doing is not just, a hobby, but it's something that he's doing every single day. And it's his lifestyle. And with that being his lifestyle, it changes a lot of perspectives and it allows people to want to support you even more with what you're doing, with what he's doing.
We also have with us Heather Estes, as I mentioned. She's a member. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Heather.
Hi.
Let's talk about your membership with Nightlife Outlaws. What was it that drew you into the organization and gives you a drive, a passion to be a part of this effort?
So to be honest, it was them as a group. They all have just such a huge heart and a passion for what they're doing and what they're trying to achieve in the community and just in general watching them with the kids. And it's not just in teaching the different kids. They take time with the individual children and like get to know them on a personal level so that they can reach them more effectively. And for me, that's a big deal, because I love kids and I love, you know, seeing things where they can grow and get more opportunities, and they're just speaking life and encouraging them to grow and to reach for goals that they have, you know, by showing, hey, this is what happens when you work hard for what you want. And if you keep pushing for it, you're going to get there. And it just, for me, it's been a blessing, and it just really drew me in and wanted me to be a part of that.
Heather, is there any particular moment or experience that you've had so far with Nightlife Outlaws that stands out to you as a very rewarding moment working with this group?
Oh, I'll be honest, for me, there's been a couple, but one of the things for me is I've got a really big heart for homeless type things and giving to the homeless and helping with them. And like I said, with children as well. But last year they did an event where they cooked food and they took it out downtown Birmingham and distributed it to the homeless and gave blankets and pillows and things like that that they needed. And I love that kind of stuff, because, you know, it's really easy to look at people in bad situations and just want to judge that and, you know, make all kinds of guesses on why they got there. But in that moment, like, none of that mattered. It was just about, what can we do for these people? Because this group of people is very big on, we see a need that needs to be met, let's go after that. And so that was huge for me. I love seeing that kind of thing.
Isn't that special when people are ready to roll? They want to go to work. They want to make a difference. It's not just talking about it, but they're actually putting action where their mouth is.
And that's a huge thing with them. They don't just talk about it. They walk it out. They're not going to just tell you, hey, we're going to do this and not make it happen. They're going to put everything they can into getting done what they see needs to get done. And there's not enough of that nowadays. Too many people are quick to just talk and not want to walk it out. And they definitely make it a point to do that. They're not just going to, you know, talk about it. Oh, that's a good idea. No. Okay. We said it. Now what can we do to make it happen?
Let's talk about how it drives you as a person. So you're involved with this group. I can tell that you're encouraged and you're inspired. What has changed in your life because of being a part of this organization?
It's definitely put me out of my comfort zone in a lot of areas, because I'm like this, for example, I'm not big to just get out in front of people and talk and stuff, but I know that's also part of something that I'm meant to do in my life, is to speak more and do more things like that. And getting out of my comfort zone and learning to, you know, talk and be in different situations, and as well as, for me personally, organization has not always been an easy thing for me, and I've learned how to be more organized in what I'm trying to do to get things done. And listening is a huge thing, because you can hear something, but are you really listening to what somebody's telling you? And that's really impacted a lot of different things in my life. I could go on a list of the ways that just being, not even before, you know, taking a step to be a member, just being around this group of people, the things that they've spoken into my life, just to help me grow as a person. I could go for days on that kind of stuff. But yeah, it's definitely made me bolder in different things, made me open my mouth and speak more instead of just kind of sitting back and letting things just ride. And I still got a lot of growing to do, but it's been with a lot of help from them and what they, you know, feed into me whenever I'm with them.
We all have a lot of growing to do, Heather, and we can always learn and we can always do better. And it sounds to me like you have found a real purpose in Nightlife Outlaws that is inspiring you, encouraging you to make a difference. And of course, that's contagious too. Other people are going to see that, just like people listening right now who may be interested in being part of the organization. They hear your voice. They hear it in you, the passion and the drive to support the homeless in your community, to support the youth, to support the elderly. And I believe that will resonate with many people who maybe before didn't see where they could make a difference. And here is an opportunity right in front of them where they can be a part of something really special.
Absolutely.
Right now, folks, we're talking to Nadia Jones, Heather Estes, and Kendra Perry with Nightlife Outlaws, and we're going to continue this conversation in another segment. I hope you're enjoying it so far as we're finding out more about these ladies, Heather, Kendra, and Nadia. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Marmac Real Estate has 8 offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Coleman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. For all of your concrete needs in North Alabama, contact Esteban Tovar with Tovar Construction Company. With free estimates and quality work, no job is too big or too small. Give Tovar Construction a call at 256-216-7555 or 256-321-5989. You can also see some of their great work at Tovar Construction Co. LLC on Facebook.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. Today, we are highlighting, once again, Nightlife Outlaws and their effort to support the homeless, the elderly, and children in their community as they teach some basic skills in vehicle work. As Heather mentioned, they're also contributing through food, clothing, and taking time to spend with these people to help them to learn different types of activities. And if you listened to Heather just a minute ago, she has a passion and a drive for this. And we also have with us Kendra Perry. We had Nadia in the first segment and Heather, and now we're going to welcome back Kendra Perry. Welcome, Kendra.
Thank you for having me.
It is my pleasure, Kendra. I'm glad that we could work this out. As you know, I lost a friend on Thursday night, and they announced it at the ball game Friday night, and they did a moment of silence, and I had no idea what the moment of silence was for until they announced that Jason McGee had passed away in a car accident. I've known Jason for 30 years, and my schedule just, my mind went to all different directions other than the fact that we were supposed to speak on Sunday afternoon. But here we are today, and I'm glad that we can talk and we can share, and thank you for your contribution to the Jason McGee Memorial Scholarship Fund. I appreciate your support of that.
Yes, you're more than welcome, and we're teetotally praying for you.
Thank you very much. His family is very special, and he was a great guy, wonderful man, and his legacy lives on through a lot of young people at Sheffield High School, and I hope that this scholarship can help one of those students or more of those students who want to go into the medical field, and that includes EMTs and paramedics, those who want to serve as Jason did. And we're talking about service right now through Nightlife Outlaws.
Yes. Yes, servicing with Nightlife Outlaws is awesome. And I'm not saying that just because I'm a member. I'm saying that just because we live by what we say. And the servicing part is broad. I mean, if we can go from cars to just getting to know people, them getting to know us, to serving food, to, classes. You know, we have automotive classes. We have inside classes just as well as outside hands-on classes. And, I mean, it can go far. We have now our president. He's actually talking about going back to school. And I mean, we have many other members that want ready to open up businesses to be able to help the kids, you know, and teach them automotive basic knowledge. But what we're wanting and trying to do is get more supporters that will pour into us, that can believe what we believe for our future. And we want them to pour into us to be able to help the kids just as well as we would do, you know, the funding, the GoFunds or whatever they, you know, that they set up to be able to help the kids for their future schooling. If they want to go to school, if they can't buy clothes, if they need school supplies. We've done school supplies back here a couple of months ago in August when it was time for them to start school. You know, it's things that the kids, the parents need. I know we look at the kids a lot of time, but it's the parents that don't have it, that and they need it for the kids. So we want to provide these items, the things that they need for them to make it easy for the kids to get what it is that they need to succeed in life.
How long have you been with the organization?
I've been with the organization since it started, and that's I mean, it's been a while. 2004 is when he had the vision and he talked about it for a long time. And he took step by step to walk this thing out. But we started the nonprofit 501c3. This is our second year. And so we're moving, climbing the ladder to do things, you know, the correct way, to where he can be prosperous with teaching the kids.
So you've been involved for 20 years almost. Next year will be a 20-year anniversary supporting Nightlife Outlaws. That is amazing.
Yes, yes. I'm actually Nathan's mom.
That works.
I'm his mother. So, hey, I've been supporting him since he was born. And I've watched those ups and downs, you know, and so, you know, as a mother, when those kids bring those ideas to you, you know, you sit down and want to help them bring it to life. And so that's actually what I done. Okay, let's write it down. You tell me what ideas that you have. And so as he told me, you know, I wrote it down, and God placed him around people that would actually go in the same direction that he was moving. And so that's how you got Heather. That's how we got Nadia, you know, and that's how we got the VPs and everything that's in the organization. They were actually moving in the same direction he was going. And we are firm believer that God places people around you to support you and pull you out of your comfort zone. This is here to say it. So they help pull each other out of each other's comfort zone. And so that's how it all, you know, got started or whatever. Whatever he said that he wanted to do, I was there to help him and undergird him and push him. Hey, let's do this. And, you know, as a child, you're like, I don't know. I mean, what you think about it? I mean, what do you think about it? I need you to believe. It's your vision. You know, I believe already. Do you believe it? You know, and so once his feet got to moving, you know, I'm moving behind him. So there's nowhere we can fall because we got Jesus Christ behind me and we're moving. So either way it go, we're going to make it.
And Kendra, as you know, in the interview that I did with Nathan Perry Jr., he talked about the organization. He talked about the support of others, and he was very humble in how he shared about the team, that it is a team effort and each person has a role to play. And I know that's his character, is to allow each person to develop themselves and to work as a team and not look at me, but look at our organization as a whole and what we're doing in the community to make a difference together.
Yes, you're so right. Anytime, they always want to see the president, and I don't care who it is, you know, he will walk in a room with everyone and nobody will know who the president is, because he pushes the others to go forward, do what it is that you're sent here to do, do what it is that you're sent here to do. And before they look around, they don't realize, well, who was the founder? Who was the president? Well, who is this? It doesn't matter, because they're having such a good time with the people that they're sitting in front of. It don't matter who you are, you know, what your title is. No, we're here to have a good time. We're here to teach you. We're here for you to learn. Did you learn what we came to teach you today? And so it's funny, but people never realize he is the president until somebody say, well, our president, and they're like, okay, well, who's y'all president? Oh, there he is right there. What? And they've been talking to him all night, you know. So it's like, but yeah, he pushed every single person. He the founder, which is his dad, Nathan Pierce Senior, he tells us all the time, it does not matter anybody's title here. We're all equal. We're all one. It takes each and every one of us to get this job done. There's no little person. There's no big person. We're all the same. And so we need each other. And that's how the group moves.
Exactly. And Kendra, I want to make sure that we use our last few minutes very wisely, because I know you talked about needing support, wanting support. And I hope that the conversations that I've had so far have helped people understand the importance of this, listening to Nadia and listening to Heather. What do people need to do right now to support Nightlife Outlaws in your effort? And I don't care where they are in the country, because we're all neighbors here. And if someone sees an effort and they want to support it, they can be in San Diego, California. They can be in Dallas, Texas. They can be in New York City. It's just the fact that they care about their neighbors. And I look at the world as my neighbor, and I want you to be able to share how people can support.
Yes, you can support us by going to our website, and it is nightlifeoutlaws.org. You can also email us at nightlifeoutlaws@gmail.com, or you can call us at 205-538-2335.
I love what you all are doing, and I hope that I can make it down to Birmingham very soon and see firsthand the action of the group and what you all are involved in, trying to help the homeless, the elderly, the young people, and all the different efforts that you're involved with. I appreciate your son and what he has done to help his community to step up and then pull a team together to make a difference in such a large area where there are many people who need our help. And not just one organization can do that. It takes multiple organizations to try to help a place like Birmingham and the greater Birmingham area outside of Birmingham. So many people need our help. And I hope that listeners realize through my conversation with Nadia, Heather, and you today that Nightlife Outlaws is a great direction to look in.
Yes, it is. It really is. A lot of people look at the name, and if they turn that name around, that name will tell them, O2. And so if you look it up, it tells you it's together, it's unity. And so it pulls us together. If we need every single person, just as well as you said, to be able to make this world a better place. And I really do thank you for taking the time to talk with us tonight and getting things out to the world so that they know that we need them. We need them. The world needs them tonight.
You're most welcome. And can we get Nadia, Heather, and yourself to give us one big Nightlife Outlaws cheer?
Yeah, we sure can. Let's get it. 1, 2, 3, Nightlife Outlaws!
I love it, ladies. Thank you all for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Folks, here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month, where the eye captures the moment and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com. Who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown.
These are my kind of people.